that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Thursday, August 31st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. The data is in, remote work is here to stay, but challenges persist. Will AI-generated content be copyrighted? The U.S. Copyright Office wants to know. Job satisfaction versus jargon, a tale of two surveys, and the unexpected beneficiary of the AI revolution, Angoola's AI domain. This is the Business of Tech. Alinea Partners is your sales readiness assessment company. They identify untapped opportunities in offer development, managed services, and customer experience. They pioneered the secret shopper in the IT channel, and they want to help you get your provider going with instant value and momentum. Contact them at alinea-partners.com. That's alinea-partners.com. And remember, profit is not something to add at the end, it's something to plan for in the beginning. Tell them Dave sent you. A new survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found that while business leaders see more negative than positive effects from remote work, they also believe it's here to stay. Two-thirds of respondents said remote work negatively impacted workplace culture, cohesiveness, communication, and training. But over half said it makes it easier to recruit staff, and over two-thirds said it helps retain them. The data is echoed in a survey by the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank, where executives expect hybrid and remote work to grow. And they're right, it's here to stay. Research indicates that work from home is stabilizing at about 25% of days, a five-fold jump compared to 2019. There's also a subtle shift here, too. The Washington Post reports that while most companies are measuring days in the office, they aren't measuring hours spent, meaning the 9-to-5 is disappearing. According to Wi-Fi data from Basking, a workplace occupancy analytics firm, only about half of office visits now last for at least 6 hours at a time. There are a number of headlines about giant companies declaring this all wrong. Amazon went big with a press push, and so did Goldman Sachs. Notably, some Amazon employees are resigning over remote work. I want to highlight one unique approach. J.M. Smucker Company has introduced a new return-to-office plan called Core Weeks, where employees are only required to be on site 25% of the time during 22 core weeks each year. The company publishes the core week schedule a year in advance, allowing employees to plan ahead, and meetings requiring deep focus are reserved for core weeks. Smucker has seen benefits such as increased flexibility in recruiting and more socializing during core weeks. Why do we care? Let's ignore the press hype where one big company's CEO tries to use the press to impact their company policy. Think this way. When you have to go to a press outlet to get support for your policy, you can't do it internally, so you're doing something wrong. And that's the key lesson. While a small few are screaming from the rooftops trying to make change, they're just Sisyphus pushing that rock up the hill, only to be forever fighting that useless battle. Smucker has the right idea. Find something that works for your organization and maximizes all the work styles. The U.S. Copyright Office is seeking public input on new rules and regulations around generative AI, including issues of fair use, infringement, and liability. The office is considering regulatory action or new federal rules due to concerns about using copyrighted works to train AI models and the legal status of AI-generated outputs. The public comment period is typically the last step before new rules are proposed, and the office is seeking input on whether new rules or regulations for generative AI are needed. The comment period ends on October 18th. Why do we care? Listeners to this show have the experience and insight from customers to help guide policy. We may not get legislation, but we will get litigation. And these specific guidelines and rules will be the battleground. You're being asked for your opinion. Give it. A joint report by LinkedIn and Duolingo has found that workplace jargon can lead to confusion and misunderstandings, with 40% of professionals admitting that it's caused work-related errors. The report also highlights that younger generations feel inundated by jargon, with 60% of Gen Z and 65% of millennials calling for its reduction or elimination. The report suggests that relying too much on jargon can hinder productivity and impact employee morale and inclusivity. 61% of professionals believe a solid grasp of workplace jargon can catapult one's career prospects. And despite recent workplace cliches like quiet quitting and lazy girl jobs, data from Gallup, Pew, and Ipsos shows that the majority of workers are satisfied with their jobs. 70% are completely satisfied with their physical safety, and 6 in 10 are completely satisfied with their boss or supervisor, job security, vacation time, and the flexibility of their hours. Around half express complete satisfaction with the recognition they receive at work, the work required of them, and their chances of promotion. Why do we care? Two details struck me. First, employees are much happier than the headlines might lead you to believe. Second, how bad is the jargon problem that it's both a hindrance to productivity and an opening for some employees to leverage as a skill? That's striking. What would it take to eliminate or even reduce jargon in your organization? What difference would it make? That's a question worth pondering. I've been covering a lot of AI, but how about some unexpected outcomes from AI? Angola, a tiny British overseas territory, was assigned the .AI country code by the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers, and the software developer who manages the domain believes it could generate $30 million this year. The total number of .AI registrations has almost doubled in the past year, and the AI boom could still generate $30 million in domain registration fees for Angola this year alone. Why do we care? There will be many interesting side effects to AI, and here's one of them. This is a small detail to ponder among all the AI excitement, because these side effects are significant business opportunities for some. Partner Hero is an outsourcing company that goes beyond industry norms to prioritize employee empowerment, career growth, and quality performance. They pay above market salaries and have a management team that includes individuals from the startup world, making them more than just a service provider. They're also a thought partner for startups. With flexible terms to let you scale quickly and offices around the world for global coverage, you get a thought partner for your business with quality assurance baked into every program. You know I believe in outsourcing. It's what IT services is all about. If you're ready to bring in outside customer support help for your startup that feels like it's part of your existing team, check out Partner Hero. Head on over to partnerhero.com/businessoftech to book a free consultation with their solutions team. Mention you heard about Partner Hero from Business of Tech, and they'll waive the setup fee. Thanks for listening. Today, National Trail Mix Day. That one's a good one to take on the road. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.